The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's look back on last night's game. Champions League, second leg of the last 16 tie. Liverpool against Porto, 0-0 it finished. Let's catch up with former Liverpool Academy midfielder Sean Hydale. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Steve. How are you, mate?
Great, thank you. Job done, I suppose. Did it really matter whether Liverpool were going to score a few goals last night?
Not necessarily, no. I went to Porto away and we just blew them away, I think, didn't we? So I think for them to... It's always hard. Them games are a tough one because... It must be hard to kind of get yourself up for it as you would as the first leg. But no, we're a pretty boring game, but we done what we had to do, didn't we?
What sort of occasion was Porto away for you, Sean?
It was great, yeah. I've been going all the away games this year, Stephen. To be fair, I lost a bit of love for the game, obviously, with what happened and stuff, but I'm starting to get it back now. So
brilliant.
I've gone quite a few away games this year, but Porto was great. It was unexpected, wasn't it, really?
There's a passion at the moment that makes you believe Liverpool could possibly go all the way. I mean, if they play to their level, they're a match for any team, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. Like, I don't fear anyone going into the next round. I think maybe try and stay away from your City and Tottenham, but I feel like Real Madrid and whoever, we can, you know, we can match any of them. But I'd feel like Van Dijk's coming in just brought a lot of security, and even fans wise because I went to the Sevilla game away as well, and even at 3-0 at half time, there was still a little bit of doubt in me that these could get back in this. But with him, with Van Dijk in the centre of the defence there, it's just different. Got a different feeling.
I wasn't sure that one person would make such a difference, but it's quite clear that he has, Sean.
Yeah, well, that's it. He's just look at him. He's just a big, massive. He's a big guy, isn't he? So, and
yeah,
he's actually a leader, which I didn't think. I thought he always looked pretty quiet when I seen him for Southampton, but he's actually a leader when you watch him play, which is what Liverpool have been missing for the last few years since Carragher went.
And of course, behind him as well, the keeper is starting to show that he's got certain qualities that maybe people doubted about him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not fans of our keepers,
no,
to be fair, Steve. But as you said, there, lately he's been making some good saves, so you know you can't knock him really.
Just looking at the team selection for last night, I was a little bit surprised. I was surprised, one, that Mo Salah even came on at all.
Yeah.
He didn't really need the 15 minutes. But I was even more surprised that Mane and Firmino started the game, because you've got players like Danny Ings who surely would benefit more from beginning that sort of fixture.
Yeah, exactly. I said that to me, mate, when we were getting off. I'd rather give Ings, like, you know, a bit more playing time because, you know, he's a goal scorer and he always has been, isn't he? So, but yeah, and that's it. Bringing Salah on the last 15 minutes. Imagine if something happened where, you know, he's either gone over on his ankles or whatever, and we miss him for a few months over 15 minutes. I didn't get that myself, but yeah, but he's on fire, isn't he, Steve Salah?
Absolutely, mate. Give us the sports science point of view, because you'll probably know more than most about this. If you're on the bench and it's a cold night and you're brought on for 15 minutes, are you more at risk, Sean, of maybe a muscle injury or something like that?
Yeah, of course, because obviously while you're sitting around most of the match, your muscles seize up, and of course you probably would have done a little bit of a warm-up, but it's not. If I was him, I'd be thinking like 15 minutes, although it's great to get on and have a little run around, but you're thinking bigger picture, and you know, we've got some massive games coming up. We've got Man U on in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, we're going to have the quarter-finals, so I think that was a bit of a silly move by Klopp, but, you know, it is what it is. Lucky enough, not happened.
Adam Lallana, of course, got a start last night, and for him, it's been a torturous season, hasn't it? Injury problems. But where is he in the pecking order? You know, what can we expect from Adam in the next year?
Yeah, to be fair, I rate him very highly. Just before he got injured, he was flying, weren't he, if you remember. So I do definitely think there's a place for him in the team, especially with Coutinho going. But it's just going to take a bit of time, isn't it? Obviously, it's a fast pace, the Prem and obviously the Champions League, so it's going to take him a good few games to kind of get back in. So we might not see Adam Lallana back to his best till probably the start of next year, I don't reckon.
Yeah, because looking at his performance last night, how would you rate that? And I suppose it was in a position as well that wouldn't be his first choice position. Am I fair enough in saying that? You know, obviously in the future, if you've got the three up front, he's more likely to play one of those midfield roles.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, obviously, them three up front are just a joke, aren't they? Fingers crossed, we keep all the, you know, we keep all the Mane and Salah, because obviously the big guns are going to come in for them next year. It's always the way, isn't it? But yeah, Lallana's probably one of them, and he can play either side, you know, of the midfield, because he's great with both feet. So yeah, I don't know, he's pretty quiet last night. I don't think anyone really done well. Didn't do well, but it was just, everyone was a bit quiet. Emre Can played quite well, which, you know, considering he's meant to be going in the summer, he's still giving it 100%, isn't he, which is nice to see.
But the one thing that's really obvious, and you mentioned Salah before, as soon as he steps on the pitch, the dynamic of everything changes, doesn't it?
Did you see the ball come over his shoulder three times and he just killed it dead.
Yeah.
It's just honestly, like, for him to do that, that skill is just, you know, it's hard, isn't it? Looks, he makes it look easy, but it's actually very hard to do, and he's just killed three times in the next, like, in the last 10 minutes. So no, he's some player, isn't he?
He's sort of got that lazy look with his arms tucked into his sleeves,
so
hasn't
strong,
he? And
looks so strong as well, mate. Like, no one, everyone just bounces off him. So, but no, he's a great signing this year.
Look, we're heading into the Manchester United game. Of course, I don't think there's too many injuries. Although Jordan Henderson came into our lounge last night and he was hobbling away. I think he's got a tight muscle or something. So Jordan's going to need a little bit of treatment. Yeah. But this United game at the weekend is so significant, Sean.
It is, yeah. Especially with their last two results as well. I think if Chelsea would have got something at Old Trafford and then Palace would have got something there, then obviously their confidence is in a different level to what they're in now. But obviously with them winning that, gives them that little boost. But as I said, I don't fear anyone. I really don't, especially away. If you've seen our record away, we just score goals for fun. So, and Old Trafford's a nice big pitch as well. So, yeah, don't fear them at all.
There's a confidence just sweeping through this Liverpool side. Who do you want to meet in the quarter-finals? So, where do you want to be travelling, Sean?
Me personally, probably either Madrid or Bayern Munich, and that's simply because I'll go the games away. So, but as I said, you see, honestly, I don't fear no one. I'd rather stay away from City and Tottenham. I think them two are strong. But the way away teams play, I mean, sorry, the way foreign teams play and the way we play our counter-attack, I don't fear. I think we could just open them up.
Absolutely. There's a further conversation that we need to have about the midfield, but I tell you what, we'll do that in a few weeks. So it's great to have you on, Sean. Thank you very much.
Great, Steve. Thanks.
Top man. Take care.
Rock, sport and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.